Today's daf is Shabbos is Erevin, daf Tzadi Vav. We left off on the bottom of daf Tzadi Hey of Beis. We were discussing a machlokas about how many pairs of tefillin one should wear at a time. That's how the perek started. If a person finds a pair of tefillin and he needs to bring them inside on Shabbos in order to protect them, how many can you wear at one time? Tanakama said Zug Zug, and Rabbi Gamliel said Shnayim Shnayim, that one wears two pairs at a time. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is the Gemara is going to present five different approaches as to how to understand this machlokas between the Tanakam and Ram Gamliel, whether we wear one pair of tefillin at a time or two at a time when bringing them in. And then the large majority of the daf is going to involve the Gemara giving four suggestions of who is the Tana that holds Shabbos Zman tefillin. Because in discussing what the Biura machlokas is between the Tanakam and Ram Gamliel, we're going to raise the issue whether Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin or not. So we're going to try to identify who holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, that there is a mitzvah of Tefillin on Shabbos. We're going to have four suggestions. The first three are going to be rejected, and then we'll finally accept the fourth suggestion. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get there today or not, because every line in this daf is an entire sugya. But at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss if a person finds tcheles, he finds wool that's dyed with tcheles, can you assume that it was done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? And we're going to connect that to the issue of finding a new pair of tefillin, and whether you can assume that it was designated for the mitzvah of tefillin, or like the Mishnah said, maybe it was only just a kameya, and therefore by chadashos, that it looks like tefillin, but it's new, maybe it's just a kameya, so therefore cannot necessarily be assumed to be designated for the mitzvah of tefillin. So let's begin. We are at the word lame, about eight lines before the end of the page. The first suggestion we have, what are they arguing about? Whether we bring in one pair of tefillin, two pairs of tefillin at a time? Maybe they're arguing about the chiddush of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak that we learned yesterday. What's the chiddush of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak? He's the one that said, makom yesh barosh laniach bo shtei tefillin, that you have enough space on, we have enough space on our heads to wear two pairs of tefillin. So maybe that's the machlokas. The Tanakama less later Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Tanakama does not believe that is true, and therefore you can only take in one pair at a time because you need to put on the tefillin in the makom tefillin. Rav Gamliel is the Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Gamliel does hold the Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak that's makom yesh barosh laniach shnei tefillin, and therefore one can bring in that tefillin. One can bring in two pairs of tefillin at a time because it's no problem. Person can put both in the makom tefillin. So that's the first explanation of the machlokas. Second explanation, says the Gemara, lo dekuli alma islu d'Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Maybe really everybody does hold of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, and over here it's a different issue. V'hacha b'Shabbos zman tefillin kamiflegi. Over here the machlokas is Shabbos zman tefillin. Do we consider Shabbos to be a time that one is chayiv and wearing tefillin? Tanakama savar Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Tanakama holds Shabbos is zman tefillin. Rav Gamliel savar Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. And Rav Gamliel holds that Shabbos is not zman tefillin. So what? How does that lead to the machlokas about whether you wear one pair of tefillin or two pairs of tefillin? So says Rashi, Tanakama holds Shabbos is zman tefillin, and therefore mishum atzala lo mishu beit fei min mitzvah. Since the mitzvah applies on Shabbos, so to save the tefillin, we allow you to do what the mitzvah is, to put on tefillin. The lav tachshit ninhu, it's not stam a tachshit, it's a mitzvah. Vil kolshkein, the kivin dezman tefillin, uvi ikal baltosif, asi yisr baltosif, mashri lekamasli. Plus, if it's zman tefillin, putting on a second pair is going to be more problematic, because during the zman of a mitzvah, when a person doubles the mitzvah, it's a violation of baltosif. So the Tanakhama says, better not put on two pairs of tefillin, because it's a zman tefillin, you're going to be in violation of baltosif if you put on two pairs of tefillin. But Rabbi Gamliel holds it's not zman tefillin. So why are you allowed to put on the tefillin in the first place? It's only mishum that tefillin is a tachshit. It's because tefillin is considered a tachshit. Okay, so then whenever it's a tachshit, it's not going to be a violation of baltosif. It's no mitzvah at all. The whole mitzvah doesn't enter the picture. So it's not going to be a violation of baltosif, and therefore one is allowed to put on multiple pairs of tefillin when going about saving the tefillin. The Rashba raises the kasha, the Rashba in the tshuva, that in our sugya it sounds like, according to the Tanakama, when a person puts on two pairs of tefillin, each pair in next to each other, it's a violation of baltosif. But there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Peches and Beis, where the Gemara is Muchach, that if a person adds into the lulav an extra min, it's not baltosif if you hold lulav ein tzarech eged. I mean, if you hold lulav tzarech eged, so whatever you put into the binding moving of the lulav becomes part of the chefsa shel lulav, and therefore you add in a fifth min into the binding of the lulav, so that's going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. But if yod lulav ain't sarach eged, so each min is considered to be independent, standing on its own, so adding a fifth min is not a problem. It's not a violation of Baal Tosef. So I don't understand. When you put on two pairs of tefillin, each set of tefillin stands on its own, and yet it is a violation of Baal Tosef. So when do we say that it's a omid bifnei atzmo, and is therefore not considered adding to the unit of the mitzvah, is not going to be considered to be Baal Tosef? That's the shayla of the Rashba and Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Tavkuf Lamed Hey. So the Rashba suggests that when we say that there's no Baal Tosef, you hold the Insar Cheged, it doesn't mean that it's not a violation of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef, there are tzvei dinim in Baal Tosef. One is the violation of the Yisr, that if a person adds to a mitzvah, he violates an avera called Baal Tosef. But then there's a second element of Baal Tosef, which is Kalamosif Goreya. Kalamosif Goreya means that when one violates Baal Tosef, not only did he do an avera of Baal Tosef, but he loses the mitzvah that he tried to do. So if a person puts on a tefillin with five parshios, it's not just that he violated Baal Tosef. He didn't get the mitzvah of tefillin. So that's what maybe the Rashba says, that's what maybe the Gemara in Sanhedrin means. When the Gemara says if you add an extra min, that it's not Baal Tosef, it means, of course you violated the Avera of Baal Tosef, but it's not Kalamosif Goreya. You haven't lost out on the mitzvah of Dalad Minin. So over here as well in the Gemara, when you put on the multiple sets of tefillin according to the Tanakhama, yes, it's an Avera of Baal Tosef, but it doesn't mean that you lose out on the mitzvah of tefillin in the first place. The Ibai Seyman, now the third suggestion of what the machlokas is, two lines from the bottom, to kuli alma Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Everyone holds Shabbos is the zman tefillin. So then l'chara, you should not be allowed to wear more than one pair because it's going to be Baal Tosef. V'acha b'mitzvah strichus kavana kamiflagi. Tanakama savar lotzeis ba'i kavana. Rabban Gamliel savar lo ba'i kavana. The whole question over here is, do we say mitzvah strichus kavana? In order to be mekayim a mitzvah, do you need kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah? So the Tanakama holds that you do need kavana. If a person does a mitzvah, he has to be mechaven that he's doing the mitzvah, and therefore you can only wear one pair of tefillin, says Rashi, because if you're mechaven the mitzvah for the mitzvah, it's going to be Baal Tosef. It's going to be a violation of Baal Tosef, says Rashi. Tanakam sar mitzvah strikes kavana sha'osu mitzvah tzorich sheichavin ba hilkol zug echod in. Tfei lo, you can put on one pair, not two. The imechavi le mitzvah yikab Baal Tosef bechad. The lo mechavi le mitzvah tarvayu masi ninhu vein kar mitzvah. Because miman of shach, if you're mechavi l'shem mitzvah, so then there's Baal Tosef with one of these pairs of tefillin. And if you're not mechavi for the mitzvah, then they're both a masui, and there's no mitzvah at all. So then it's going to be a violation of something, one way or the other. And Rav Gamliel holds that no mitzvahs ain't shrichos kavana. And therefore, says Rashi, mitzvah ika Baal Tosef leka. You do have the mitzvah, but you don't have the Baal Tosef. They ain't overall Baal Tosef, elam kein niskavin the mitzvah. Because you only violate Baal Tosef when you have kavana for the mitzvah. But you don't need to have kavana for the mitzvah to be mekayim in the mitzvah, so you have a simple solution. Put on two pairs of tefillin, and don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah. So the mitzvah you're going to get, because you don't need kavana l'shem mitzvah, so the mitzvah you're going to get anyway, and the Baal Tosef you're not going to get, because you need kavana in order to violate Baal Tosef. That's the assumption, that to violate Baal Tosef, a person needs kavana. Now the Tur writes in the name of the Rush, in the name of his father, that if a person puts on tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, so what he should do is have kavana when he puts them on, that that the one that's the right one he's intending to be yotzei is chiyuv with, and the other one are just ritzuos bialma, stam straps that he's putting on. Some people put on both at the same time. I think there's some Svardim that put on both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam v'basachas. They'll put on one back in front of the other one. Someone sent me an email yesterday, a friend of ours, someone sent us an email yesterday that said that that he was told from people from Moshe's family that when Lubavitcher Rebbe secured a nice pair of tefillin from Moshe, of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, he would wear it. He did put on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin again, but only at home. He didn't do it in shul. He thought it was lost his code. So he only did it at home, but he did wear the Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Tan Tefillah. I wasn't sure yesterday. But anyway, so the Torah writes, B'shem, the Rush, that a person puts on two pairs of tefillin, he should have in mind that the one that's the right one is the real pair of tefillin. The other one, he's just doing Ritzus B'Alma, and then it's not going to be Baltosif, because Baltosif is only, and then he writes, and it's not Baltosif, because Baltosif is only when it's Chamish Batim, when you make five Batim in the tefillin, but not when you add an extra pair of tefillin. So the Bach says, what's the difference between two pairs of tefillin versus five Batim within the tefillin? Adrabba, when you put on two pairs of tefillin, you have eight Batim of tefillin, asks the Bach. So isn't that worse than five Batim of tefillin? So he says, Baltosif is only when you're Mosif on the mitzvah to make five batim, and you have kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin with the five batim. And kol shekein, if you were mechayim to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin with two pairs of tefillin, which is shmona batim, of course that would be baltosif as well. But over here, you're only having kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah with four batim, with the ones that are most correct, and the other ones are going to just be ritzuos bialma, and therefore it's not baltosif. It's all a din in kavanah. If you're kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah with more than four batim, then enochinami, it's baltosif. If kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah with only four batim and the rest is ritzuos bialma, then it's not going to be baltosif. So the Eliyahu Rabba just points out that he has a kasha on the Bach from our sugya, that we see that even if you're having kavanah shalolat, say, so you only want to be yotze the mitzvah with one of them, it's still a violation of baltosif. Because otherwise, why is it also to bring in two pairs of tefillin in time? Mishum baltosif, you just have kavanah not to be yotzi with only one of them, and the second one is just going to be a takshit bialma. So he thinks that our gemara maybe is against that ha'ara of the Bach. There's also discussion in the Rishonim. The Rashbam has a shita that's quoted by Tamid Rabbein Yonah Maseches Brachos. It's quoted. It's the shita of Tosos Maseches Sukkah as well. The Rashbam has a shita that even when if you hold mitzvah Saint Tzrichus Kavana, that means if you don't have Kavana l'shei mitzvah, you still get the mitzvah. But what if you have Kavana that you dafka don't want the mitzvah? Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu forced the mitzvah on us Bal Karcho, that even if a person doesn't want the mitzvah, he's still going to get the mitzvah. So the Rashbam says, if a person has kavanah lehebach, he has kavanah that is mefurish not to be yotzei, then for sure he's not yotzei the mitzvah. So asks Rabbeinu Peretz, in our sugya we see that leman diyamar ein srichos kavanah, the mitzvah ein srichos kavanah, even if you have kavanah b'mefurish not to be yotzei, you would still be yotzei, because the Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, mitzvah ein srichos kavanah, you don't need kavanah to do a mitzvah nor to violate paltosiv, and therefore you bring in two pairs at a time, even if you're not miskaven, you're in violation of baltosif. Now, if you're going to say that if a person is miskaven b'mefurish shelo latzeis, that he's not yotzei afilu leman diyamar mitzvah sein srichos kavanah, so the Tanakhama according to the Tanakhama, you should be able to take in two pairs at a time and have kavanah not to be yotzei. And just like you're not yotzei the mitzvah, you also won't be in violation of baltosif when you take in the two pairs that's filling the time. Ella what? So it must be that to be yotzei and to be over, even if you're miskavin b'mefurish shelo l'shei mitzvah, if you hold mitzvah sein srichos kavanah, it must be that you still get the mitzvah, that the kavanah is simply a non-entity. What's the issue? Why would we say yes or no if you have kavanah not to be yotzei a mitzvah? So it's really an issue of how to understand the concept of mitzvah sein srichos kavanah. When we look at the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us in a mitzvah, is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in the mitzvah with the kavanah? It's just that when you don't have kavanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it ki'ilu you did have kavanah, that stam lishma, that you do it stam without any specific kavanah. Kodesh Baruch Hu counts it like you had kavanah, because why else would you be doing this? So you don't need to have specific kavanah. Kavanah is assumed. Is that the Varda Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavanah? In which case, if you dafka say that you don't want kavanah, well then that you don't want the mitzvah, well then you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah, because then you clearly don't have one of the ingredients of the mitzvah. Or do we say no? Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavanah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about your kavanah. In order to get credit for the mitzvah, all he wants is the maisa. As long as you do the maisa mitzvah, your kavanah is completely irrelevant. That's what Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavanah means. So if that's what it means, then even if you have kavanah not to be yotzei the mitzvah, your kavanah is irrelevant. The maisa was done, and as long as the maisa is done, one is yotzei the mitzvah. So the That's the discussion the Netziv has in Hamik Sheila. How do we understand mitzvos ein srichas kavani? He actually used that to answer the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz on the Rashbam, but we're not going to have time for that. So let's go a little weiter now. So fourth possible approach. Maybe everyone holds that in order to be yotze the mitzvah, person does not require kavana. Over here the machlokas is, do you need kavana in order to violate baltosif? That even without kavana, one is in violation of baltosif, and therefore the Tanakhama says you better only put one pair of tefillin on your head at a time, because if you put that second pair of tefillin on your head, then it's going to be a violation of baltosif. Rav Gamliel says no, you only violate baltosif when you have kavana to do it, l'shem the mitzvah. So you could put on the second pair of tefillin and bring it in, as long as you don't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah with the second pair, so it's not going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. Fifth and final explanation, v'yibayisema, idisfirulan de Shabbos zman tefillin. If it were true that Shabbos were zman tefillin, dekuliyama lo lavar bayi kavana velo lotzeis bayi kavana, then everyone would agree that you don't need kavana to violate Baal Tosef, you don't need kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. V'acha belavar shelo bezmano kamiflegi. Over here they're arguing about violating Baal Tosef outside of the zman of the mitzvah, meaning it's Shabbos, and Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. I mean, if Shabbos were zman tefillin, so then there's no issue. You'd for sure be in violation of Baal Tosef when you wore a second pair of tefillin. It's if Shabbos is not the zman tefillin. Is it a violation of Baal Tosef today for me to eat matzah? When you're outside the zman of the mitzvah, is that going to be a violation of Baal Tosef? So Tanakama Savar lo bai kavana. Tanakama holds even outside the zman of the mitzvah, one does not need kavana in order to violate Baal Tosef. So even on Shabbos, when there's no mitzvah of tefillin, person puts on two sets of tefillin, he's in violation of Baal Tosef. Rav Gamliel savar lavar shelo bezmano bayi kavana. And Rav Gamliel holds that even that to violate the aver of Baal Tosef outside of the zman of the mitzvah, you need to have kavana to violate the iser. So says the Gemara, Ihachi l'Rav Meir zugecha namilo. So wait a second, then according to Rav Meir, you shouldn't even be allowed to bring in one pair of tefillin, because it's going to be a violation of Baal Tosef to wear even one pair of tefillin. It's outside the zman of the mitzvah, so it's Baal Tosef to do the mitzvah at all outside the zman of the mitzvah, to continue doing the mitzvah beyond the zman. What the Gemara is introducing us to is a second form of Baal Tosef. We've been thinking of Baal Tosef in terms of adding to the, once you're doing the mitzvah, adding beyond what's required in the mitzvah. A second pair of tefillin, an extra pair of, an extra bias in the tefillin, extra min shabalulav, once you're ready taking the lulav. But what about when you're not adding to the actual cheftza of the mitzvah, you're not adding to the way that you're doing the mitzvah, you're adding on to the zman of the mitzvah. You're continuing to do the mitzvah outside of the zman of the mitzvah. That would be a violation of Baal Tosef. So the Gemara assumes that would certainly be the case. So if that's true, then when you put even one pair of tefillin on Shabbos, it should be a violation of Baal Tosef if we're assuming that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Va'od, and furthermore, hayashim b'shmini b'sukkah yilaka, a person sleeps in the sukkah on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres, he should get malchus. Why should he get malchus? He's adding on to the zman of the mitzvah. And we know that that we don't get malchus when we sleep in the eighth day in sukkah. If you look at Rashi, v'odiyashim b'shmini b'sukkah yilaka, the mosif shmini ala shvi, v'anan mesif yasvidin b'shmini b'savik shvi l'chadchila. Not only do we not get malchus, the Gemara recommends it. The Rabbanon were misaki, then in chutz laretz, when we have a sveka d'yoma, a person is supposed to sit in sukkah on shmini atzeres l'chadchila. So it must be that once you're outside the zman of the mitzvah and you're not having kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah, it's not a violation of Baal Tosef. So why am I allowed to sit in sukkah and shmini atzeres? Aren't I having kavana to be yotze the mitzvah? No, it's only kavana al today. I'm having kavana that if today is really the same, it's really Hoshana Rabbah, so then I want to be yotze the mitzvah. But if today is really shmini atzeres, I'm not having kavana for the mitzvah, so mail, it's not going to be a violation of Baal Tosef to sit in the sukkah on shmini atzeres. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva is bothered why the Gemara dafka of all the examples I could have given, why Yashim B'Shmini, that it's a Yashim B'Shmini B'Sukkah is not a Mishnah, it's not a Braisa. In fact, there are those scholars that want to argue that it's that Mesav Yasfina Bruchei L'Mavarchinan was added in by Gaonim into the Gemara. There are certain parts of the Gemara that Rishonim say were added in by Gaonim, the beginning of Masechet Gittin, and a couple of other places that Gaonim added in, Rabbanan Savarai added in certain things into the Gemara. But there are those that look at that to try to justify the Chassidus Shminik of not sitting in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. They try to say that line, La Halacha, was added in by later generations. Okay, whether that's true or not, it's largely irrelevant La Halacha, because we paskin it anyway. But Rav Moshe says, why would you use that as the point where you're going to ask the Kasha from? Why would you ask the Kasha from Yashim B'Shmini B'Sukkah, which is not a Mishnah nor a Baisa? We could have asked from Mishnah Mufreshes Masechah Sukkah. The Mishnah Masechah Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph tells us, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Sheyulul of Nitel B'Medina Kol Shiva, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though Me'ikar Adin outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the din d'oraisa is we only take lula for one day. We don't take lula for all 7 days. Lula for all 7 days is only in the Mikdash. Outside of the Mikdash, it's a one-day mitzvah. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, amongst the many takanos that he made as a zecher l'Mikdash, which was a very important step for Klal Yisrael to immediately institute a zecher l'Mikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was around at the time of the Churban, amongst his zecher l'Mikdash takanos, was to take lulav kol shiva. How's he allowed to do that? It's about Tosif. So why didn't the Gemara ask from that? That's a Mishnah Mefreshes. So Rav Moshe points out that even though the Gemara holds in its kasha that to violate shelo bizmano, you don't need kavana, and you're in violation of Bal Tosif, that's only when you're mekayim the mitzvah below kavana, you violate Bal Tosif. But if you're mechavid for a different mitzvah, then it's definitely not a violation of Bal Tosif. So to take lulav on the rest of the days is you're having kavana not for the mitzvah of lulav. No one thinks that when they take lulav and the rest of the days they're being mekayim the ikur mitzvah of lulav outside of the mikdash. Everyone knows the ikur mitzvah of lulav outside of the mikdash is only one day. What are they being mekayim? A new mitzvah, zecher l'mikdash. That's a separate mitzvah of zecher l'mikdash. Gemara in a couple of places in Shas quotes psukim from where we learn that a person has to make a zecher l'mikdash. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, that a person has to make a zecher l'mikdash. Siyun hi doresh ein lo mechlal debayi drisha. It's one of the psukim the Gemara says that we see that you need to always be doresh tzion. So we have to make a takana, and that's a zecher l'mikdash. The other drasha, the Gemara in Bava Basra, has zimesh kachech yushalayim tishkach mini, that we see that a person should always try to remember Yerushalayim. It's probably two different dinim. If it's two different psukim, in some it's two different dinim. That's what I think Rav Soloveitchik explained. That one is a din in zecher l'mikdash, and the other is a din in zecher l'churban. There are two different types of things that we do to remember the Beis HaMikdash. One type of thing we do is we try to mimic the way we behaved in the Beis HaMikdash. Like, for instance, take lulav for all 7 days, because that's what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're not doing anything depressing per se, we're just doing what they did in the Beis HaMikdash to remember how it worked. The other din is the din the Gemara talks about in Maseches Bava Basra, which is to efer makla b'rosh chasanim, to put ashes on the chasan, to leave a place empty at the table, to all of the things that we do as a zecher, not so much for how they operate in the Mikdash, but a zecher l'churban, to remind us that we are living in times of churban. So anyway, when it comes to taking lulav all 7 days, so it's not going to be a violation of Bal Tosif, you're being mekayim a different mitzvah. When you sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, why are you sitting in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? It's Sveika Diyoma. You think you're being mekayim the mitzvah, that it might be Hoshana Rabbah. So that's why the Gemara Dafka asks from that source. Now, in general, even though we say mitzvahs, there's a whole discussion of mitzvahs, Shrichs Kavana, Ein Shrichs Kavana, and Shah Sugya, there may be certain mitzvahs that absolutely do require Kavana. Now, when we talk about Kavana, first of all, we mean kavana doesn't mean any deep level of kavana. It just means that you're trying to do ratzon baro. You're trying to be mekayim the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do this, and you're doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do this. There's a chiddush of the Bach in Hilchos Sukkah, the very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, that there's a machlokas in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph about why it is that we sin in Sukkah. Do we sin in Sukkah as a zecher to the Anani HaKavar, or do we sin in Sukkah as a zecher to the Sukkos Mamish that Klal Yisrael sat in the Midbar? Machlokas Tanayim sounds like an agadata machlokas, and the Tor paskins in that machlokas. So the Bach is bothered. Since when does the Tor paskin in agadata? The Tor is supposed to paskin in halacha. Why is it paskin in agadata? So the Bach says, no, it must be that dafka with the mitzvah of Sukkah, since the Torah says, when you sit in Sukkah, l'man yedu Sidorosechem Kibasukos Hashafti, that you sit in Sukkos, so that you should remember Kibasukos Hashafti is Bnei Yisrael, that I sat the Bnei Yisrael in Sukkos in the Midbar, so Dafka, by the mitzvah of Sukkah, you need to have that kavana of what we're doing it for, of what we're trying to remember, because the Torah says specifically, Leman Yedu. So the kavana is Ma'akeh. But what are we supposed to have in mind? That what? That Hashem sat us in Sukkos Mamish or Anani Yakovot? So you need to paskin, and now all of a sudden it becomes Halacha L'maisa. So the Aruch Tener in his Sefer Bikuri Yaakov says you have to be Mechavin. He thinks that it's Ma'akev, this Kavanah. You have to be Mechavin B'Sukkah, that Kodesh Baruch was Mechavin as the Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim from the Anani Yakovot. It's absolutely Ma'akev, this quote in the Mishnah Berurah. The Bikuri Yaakov is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. We don't, probably wouldn't paskin like this Halacha, that it's Ma'akev, but it is. Is a shita that's out there that we recommend at least trying to be machmir for. To always think about why we sit in Sukkah. So he says that the Bikur Yaakov says that they asked him that according to that, the Gemara's Kasha, Yashim Shmini, that maybe you really you don't need Kavana Latzeis, and still you get Malkus for being Yashim Shmini, because you're not having Kavana that you need Dafka for Sukkah. On Sukkah, you need that higher level Kavana, meaning so in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So maybe Dafka Sukkah is a different Mitzvah than every other Mitzvah. So he says, the Kasha of the Gemara is, for Bnei Chutzlar, it's on Shmini Safik Shvi, that they're Yoshev B'Sukkah. So since that's the case, they have to be mechavin for leman yedu dorosechem mishum safek shvii, and therefore even if it's shmini, meaning they can have in mind that if it's shmini, they're not having kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. But since mitzvah ain't shrichos kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, and he's sitting in the sukkah and he knows that there's a mitzvah of the sukkah zeichu litzias mitzrayim, he's in violation of, but he would still be in violation of baltosav because he's in the sukkah having in mind zeichu litzias mitzrayim on day Shmini, and that's enough in order to violate Baltosa because he's having that kavana, even though that kavana is only al tanai. Okay, the Aruch Tener is also by the why don't we just ask from every Yom Tov Sheni? We dafka ask from sitting in Sukkah and Shmini. Every Yom Tov Sheni should be a violation of Baltosa. So he suggests no, not every Yom Tov Sheni, because every Yom Tov Sheni you don't really do a Maisa. Mikra Kodesh is not enough, but to do a Maisa of going and sitting in the Sukkah, that's going to be worse than any other Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so says the Gemara, after five different approaches, we reject approach number five, Ele Mechavarta Kedishanin Meikara. So we have to say that the other approach was good. Which other approach? We had four other approaches to explain the Machlokas Tana Kama and Rumu Liel. So what does it mean, Mechavarta Kedishanin Meikara? So Rashi says, B'Shabbos Man V'Lav Zman Tfilin Hu Kamiflugi. It must be the first explanation that we had, that they're arguing about whether Shabbos is Zman Tfilin, or it's actually the second explanation of the Machlokas. Right, the first one was whether there's makom yesh barosh l'niach shnei tefillin. So the second explanation of the machlokas must be the correct one, that it's about Shabbos man tefillin or lav man tefillin. So the Rashash asks, why of all the choices, you had four choices of what to say, the mechavarta kachinim meyakara, or you could have just said it's all four. Why did Rashi dafka say it's about their argument about Shabbos man tefillin or lav man tefillin? So the Rashash points out that according to all the other answers, there is some consensus about whether Shabbos is man tefillin or lav man tefillin. It's either everybody agrees that it is, or everybody agrees that it isn't. The very next sugya in the Gemara is, who's the Tana that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? Where do we find anybody? Where is such a Tana? So the implication of the question of who's the Tana that holds is that there's a machlokas Tanaim about whether Shabbos is man tefillin or lav man tefillin. So we're asking, who's the Tana Kam of our Mishnah? That's what we want to know. So that the Hemsheikh of the Gemara makes it sound like the Gemara accepts specifically that answer and not the other answers of the Gemara. Okay, so now we're on to that sugyo. Uman shamat le Shabbos man tefillin. Who's the one that holds that you wear tefillin on Shabbos? So as we said, we're going to go through four possibilities. We're going to reject the first three. So the first one says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva. Titania v'shamarta asvachuka azos lemo'ada mi yamim yamima, where the pasuk says about, possibly about tefillin. Pasuk talks about tefillin on Korban Pesach, and it tells us, this chuka you should be shomer lemo'ada mi yamim yamima. So yamim v'lo leilos. Vidarshin yamim means that during the daytime, not at nighttime, you wear tefillin. Mi yamim v'lo kol yamim. Mi yamim means not every day do you wear tefillin. Prat l'shabbos v'yam tovim, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. Div Rabbi Yose Aglili, that's Rabbi Yose Aglili shita. But Rabbi Akiva omer lo namer chukas v'alinyan Pesach b'lvad. This pasuk has nothing to do with tefillin. It's all about Pesach. And therefore, we have no drasha to tell me not to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So mele, you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds that you wear tefillin on Shabbos. But wait a second, when the Mishnah in Krisos lists off all the 36 Chayev Krisos, the things that you Chayev Krisos for, all of them are Lo Sase, with only two exceptions. There are only two mitzvahs say in the Torah where failure to do the mitzvah is a Chayev Kares, Karban Pesach and the mitzvah of Mila. But wait a second, if, as Rabbi Akiva says, this Pasuk Shemarta Sukkah Zos Madim Yom Yomima is about Pesach, so doesn't that make Pesach a los asay? How could you list Pesach as an asay? Lema delok Rabbi Akiva. That mission would then be going against Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva. Because if we're going like Rabbi Akiva, kibin du mukilo be Pesach. If this pasuk is about Pesach, lav nami ika. Then it's a los asay because this pasuk is written b'lashon of a los asay. Where does it say a los asay? Kid Rabbi Yavin am Rabbi Loi. Dam Rabbi Yavin am Rabbi Loi. Kol makom shnemer he shomer. Pen va'al enuel belos hasei. Any time you have obviously lo, but the words hishamer, pen or al, that's a lashon of a los hasei. And over here, what does it say? V'shamarta sachuka azos l'madam yam yamima. So the lashon of shmira is a lashon of a los hasei. So if Rabbi Akiva understands this pasuk talking about Karban Pesach, then he must assume Karban Pesach is a los hasei. So then the trivia question of what are the two mitzvahs hasei that Yechayev Karis for is ruined. It's only one. There's only Mila. The Karban Pesach is not a mitzvah hasei anymore. So says Gemara, afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. No, the Mishnah Krisus could even be going like Rabbi Akiva. Hishomer can be a lashon of los hasei, but it's not always a lashon of los hasei. Hishomer de lav. Hishomer de asei. Asei. When you have Hishomer in the context of a los hasei, then it's a los hasei. When you have it in the context of a positive mitzvah, then it's an asei. So really, we're not worried about the Rabbi Akiva applying this pasuk to Pesach rather than to tefillin. So says the Gemara. So we're still comfortable suggesting that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is zman tefillin, that you wear tefillin on Shabbos, because the whole drasha miyamim v'lo kol yamim is only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who thinks that pasuk is talking about tefillin. So says Gemara. But wait, v'savar Rabbi Akiva Shabbos zman tefillinu. Can it be that Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbos is man tefillin? Vatanya, Rabbi Akiva omer yachli aniach adam tefillin b'Shabbos v'yom tovim. Rabbi Akiva says, I might think that one should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv. Tamalomar vayelach alaos al yadecha. Misha tzrichin os yatu elu shein gufan os. No, only when do you wear tefillin? Only on a day that needs an os, but not on Shabbos and Yantiv, because Shabbos and Yantiv in their own right are an os. So you don't need the extra os of tefillin. That's the kasha that the Radvaz and the Trumas Hadeshin have. So what if a person, there are three things that are called os. There's Mila, there's tefillin, and there's Shabbos. So during the week, we have the os of Mila, and we have the os of tefillin. On Shabbos, we have the os of Shabbos and the os of Mila, so we don't need the os of tefillin. A person always needs two edim, these two osos. So the Radvaz and Trumas Hadeshin both ask the kasha. So what if a person's mesu achav machmas Mila, rachman atzlan, his brothers were in his family, they're hemophiliacs, and he could die from Mila, so he doesn't get bris Mila. So then should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? So that's where the Trumas Hadeshin formulates the important klal, ein lemeidim midivrei agada. They can't learn out from agadata. The idea of os is agadata. You can't learn from agadata. I know it seems very halachic in the way that the Gemara is using it. The Gemara is saying that we see that's why on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't wear tefillin. But anyway, this is also the basis of a major discussion in Halacha about tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tosos points out, if that's the whole idea, that we don't wear tefillin on days that are an os, you're not going to put on tefillin on days that are an os, is Chol HaMoed an os? The Gemara says explicitly Shabbos and Yantiv is an os. What about Chol HaMoed? So says Tosos, l'chora, ain la niyach tefillin b'chalamoed, shein tzarech os. Chalamoed is also its own os. It doesn't need another os. What makes chalamoed an os? Da asur b'malacha, b'davar shein o'avid. It's asur b'malacha, you're not allowed to do malacha b'chalamoed. There are heterim for davar avid. You're allowed to do malacha. There are certain heterim l'tzarech ha'moed. But davar shein o'avid, typically there's an isur malacha and chalamoed. So the isur malacha is already an os, assuming that the isur malacha is da'oraisa. Va'od chayiv b'suka b'chag u'b'pesach asur b'achil eschameis. Plus, there are other osos. There are the mitzvos hayom. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you have the mitzvah of Sukkah. On Chol HaMoed Pesach, you have the mitzvah of Isser Achilas Chametz. And that itself is an os. No mitzvos Achilas Matzah, that's only the first night, even though the Gro was Mechadesh, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis for all 7 days. But at least the Isser Achilas Chametz. So an Isser can be an os also. Yeah, the Isser Asiyas Melech is an os. V'chein Pasku Ba'alachas Kedolos. And that's what the Bahag says as well. So then Tosos quotes, Rai is the other way as well, whether a person wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So what do we pass in the halacha when it comes to wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Shulchan Aruch paskins Chol HaMoed gam kein osu laniach tefillin, because yimei Chol HaMoed gam heim os, says the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore one does not wear tefillin. However, the Rama says v'yesh om shechol HaMoed chayiv b'tefillin, that some say that you are chayiv in tefillin. V'chein noagin b'chol glilos elu la'nicham b'moed u'levarich aleihem el ha'shein v'varchim aleihem b'chol ram b'beis ha'knesses k'mo b'shar yimos ha'shana. He says, so you should put on tefillin, you should even make a bracha on the tefillin, just not so loud like you would the rest of the year. You make the bracha quietly. And the Mishabura quotes that most of the achronim who say that you do wear tefillin say like the Taz that you should do it without a bracha, because the bracha is not ma'akev and suffic bracha. And especially since, in this case, why is it that so many Ashkenazi Jews follow the Shita of the Mechaber over here and not the Rama? So a couple of reasons. One reason is the Hasidim all followed the Mechaber over here, but the other reason is that even outside of the Hasidish world, the Gra was very much in line with the Mechaber over here. The Gra rejected all of the Rayas that the Balei HaTosfos have, that one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi, after the part that we didn't read in Tosfos, quotes from Yerushalmi, a raya that one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gra rejects that raya. Tosfos quotes from a Gemara Maseches Beitza, where the Mishnah says that you can be Mishalech Kelim on Yom Tov that Letzorech HaMoed. The Gemara says, coming to tell me they could be Mishalech Tefillin, which is Letzorech HaMoed. What do you mean? Tefillin's Letzorech HaMoed? Sounds pretty good. Sounds like Tefillin. You have to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gra Zocha that raya as well, because Yerushalmi says that it doesn't say in the Mishnah that what the Mishnah should read is not Shehim Letzorech HaMoed, but is Afal Pi She'ein Letzorech HaMoed, and the example is Tefillin, which is Ein Tzorech HaMoed. So this is a discussion whether Tefillin is worn on Chol HaMoed or not. Okay, we'll have to get moving here. Ella Haytanahu. So now we have to find another possibility of who's the Tana that holds that one wears tefillin on Shabbos. It's not Rabbi Akiva, so who is it? Ella Haytanahu Titania. Haner Belaila, Ratza Cholitz, Ratza Maniach. Person is up at night, he can put on, he can take off his tefillin, he can put on his tefillin, whatever he wants. Div Rabbi Nassan. Yonas on the Kitoni Omer, Ein Manichin Tefillin Belaila. That one does not put on tefillin at night. So Midalaila Tanakama is Zman Tefillin. So apparently they're arguing whether Laila is Zman Tefillin, and Tanakama holds yes, Laila is Zman Tefillin. Well, if Laila is Zman Tefillin, then presumably Shabbos Nami is Zman Tefillin, or that Shabbos is also a Zman Tefillin. Says Marna Vidilma Sfirle, Laila is Zman Tefillin who? Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin who? Who says that the two are connected? Maybe the Tana holds that Laila is Zman Tefillin, but Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. So Shamini Le Rabbi Akiva Damar Laila is Zman Tefillin who? Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin who? Rabbi Akiva holds that way, that Laila is Zman Tefillin and Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. We just got through showing that Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. So that second possibility that the Tanakama and the Brisa, it's going like Tanakama and the Brisa, is that a person keeps filling on at night and he also must hold that it's Shabbos, that's rejected. There's no equation between nighttime tefillin and Shabbos tefillin. Ella haytanahu. Rather, it's the following tana that holds that one wears tefillin on Shabbos. Detanya, Michal Baskushi ha'isa manachas tefillin v'lo michu b'chacham. Michal Baskushi would wear tefillin and the chacham didn't bother her about it. They were totally okay with her wearing tefillin. Michal Baskushi is Michal Bashaul. Kushi is a term that we find used in Tanakh to describe someone who really stood out, someone who the Gemara has a drasha. Ma kushi meshuna ba'oro, just like a kushi in a white country, a kushi sticks out and is clearly recognizable. So too, Tzipora, let's say, is called Isha Kushis. Why? Because she was meshuna b'maaseha. The way she acted was so above and beyond everybody else that it was very evident that she was qualitatively, she was just a different level person. She was so good. So Shaul HaMelech was mishichmo l'mayla mikol ha'am. So he stood out above everybody else. He was taller than everybody else. So he's called the Kushi. So Michal Bas Kushi would put on tefillin. The Achron L'chsam Sofer in his drushes has a good time trying to figure out why dafka this mitzvah, that she dafka chose this mitzvah. So he suggests that maybe she made a kal v'chomer that if men who have an os of mila, they still need another os of tefillin. So women who don't have an os of mila, kal v'chomer should need an os of tefillin. And even on Shabbos they should put on tefillin. So Elamai, what's wrong with that kal v'chomer? Why does not everyone make that kal v'chomer? Because it's not right to be done a kal v'chomer b'yatzma when it's against what's mekubal from Chazal. The mitzvah says Mangrama, women are apaturas from. So why dafka did Michal Bas Shaul make the kal v'chomer? It's a family tradition. Shaul himself made a kal v'chomer not to be mocha zara shel Amalek. The Gemara says in Yuma that's why he violated what Shmuel told him to be to destroy all of Amalek. It was based on the kal v'chomer that he had made against the direct zivui. So she had kept up that family tradition, but it's against the halacha. But anyway, lo michu b'chacham. The chacham didn't get upset about her for wearing tefillin. V'ishtol shel Yona isa ola l'regel v'lo michu b'chachamim. And the ishtol shel Yona would be ola l'regel, and the chacham didn't get upset at her either. So v'lo michu b'chachamim al maksav mitzvah shel lo hazman grama hi. From the fact that the chacham don't get upset about it, it must be mitzvah shel lo hazman grama. So therefore, it must be that Shabbos is man tefillin. Says Gemara, no, v'dil masavrla. No, maybe it is a mitzvah shazman grama, but even we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi that even when a woman is potter from a mitzvah, she has the right to volunteer the mitzvah. Nashim somchos rishos, she could volunteer the mitzvah. So here also, Michal just volunteered the mitzvah of tefillin. Sounds like a nice idea. Can a woman volunteer the mitzvah of tefillin? A dafyomi coincidence with all the tumult about women of the wall, right? So is a woman allowed to volunteer the mitzvah of tefillin? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Lamed Ches, women are potter from tefillin because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, and the Rama writes in the name of the Kolbo that if they want to be machmir, mochin biyadon. We object. We do not allow a chumra in this area. So the Beis Yosef quotes Akasha. What do you mean? Michal Bas Kushi would wear tefillin, and lo michal b'chacham. We have a tradition not to be mocha when a woman wears tefillin. Why does the Rama say that we could we're mocha biyadam? The Rama in the name of the Kolbo. Why does the Kolbo say we can be mocha biyadam? So Beis Yosef says that the Kolbo is coming to be choshesh for the psikta that Tosos quotes that yes michal b'chacham. There's an alternate version of the story in the psikta that the chum wore mocha and michal Bas Kushi, michal Bas Shaul, and the Yamshul Shlomi says you can't bring a raya from Michal Bas Shaul. She was such a tzaddikas gemura and such kavanos tahoros. So that's why lo michal b'chacham, because they knew who she was. But outside of that, then certainly the chum would have been mocha. Otherwise, so for stam women, where we would be mocha not to prant tefillin need a guf naki. It's al rishonim on a mitzvah. Already, men don't do the mitzvah of tefillin most of the day because we're so concerned about guf naki. We only put on tefillin for David, even though it's really mitzvah kol hayom. So we're not going to create a problem for women who are unable to keep a guf naki and have a bigger problem with guf naki than men do biologically. So anyway, so krabios lemnashim samchos shus dilo te mahachi ishtol shalyon isal leregel v'lo michuba miikol mandem regel lav mitzvah shazman gramahu. And the raya that there must be that there are a lot of volunteer it is ishtol shalyon was al leregel. That's of course a mitzvah shazman grama. Ela kasav rishos hachanam rishos. Ela, rather, we need to come to a fourth and final tana. Who's the one that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? Haytani, detani, amotzi tefillin machnis and zug. This is why we quote the whole discussion over here. Echad ish ve'echad isha, echadashos ve'echad yishanos. Div Rameir. Rameir holds whether a man finds tefillin, a woman finds tefillin, new tefillin, old tefillin, bring them in one pair at a time. Rabbi Yehuda oser bechadashos matir yishanos. Rabbi Yehuda says no, not new tefillin, just old tefillin. So, but he doesn't argue about the woman. woman part. Adkan lo pligi el b'chadash v'yishano, shal v'isha lo pligi. It doesn't argue about a woman bringing in the tefillin. So shema mina mitzvei shalo zman grama hu. V'kal mitzvei shein zman grama, nashim chayavos. So it must be that it's not zman grama, and women are therefore chayiv. I v'dilma sabr lak Rabbi Yossi, dami nashim somchas rishos. No, maybe Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are just holding like Rabbi Yossi, that women are allowed to volunteer the mitzvah. That's why they could bring the tefillin in. Not because it's not zman grama. So says Gemara, lo sal kadaitik. The lo Rameir sabr lak Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yehuda sabr lak Rabbi Yossi. We know that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda reject Rabbi Yossi's idea of women volunteering mitzvah shazman grama. Lo Rameir sabr lak Rabbi Yossi, danein makven asetinokos milut koa, hanashim ma'akven, v'stam masnis Rameir. We have a stam mission that says that you don't stop a child from being tokeah, but you do stop a woman, apparently because she's not allowed to volunteer. Mitzvah shazman grama. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sabr lak Rabbi Yossi, detanya daber al b'nei Yisrael v'samach. B'nei Yisrael samkin ve'in b'nos Yisrael samchos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, noshim samchos rishos. The Tanakhama says stam, and in this sifra that women are not allowed to do smicha. V'stam sifra money, Rabbi Yehuda. And who's the stam sifra? Stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that both Rabbi Yehuda in a stam sifra and Rabbi Meir in a stam mishnah say that women are not allowed to volunteer mitzvos. Tosfos is a very important discussion, and this Tosfos starts on the bottom of an aleph, goes over to the base. What about women if you assume that women are allowed to volunteer mitzvos shazman grama? May they volunteer the bracha as well? Tosfos brings a raya from Rabbi Yosef that he said he used to say that anyone who would tell him a blind man is potter from mitzvos, he'd make a yom tov l'rabbanon because he does mitzvos anyhow. Well, wait a second. If one who's potter from mitzvos is not allowed to make a bracha on the mitzvos, why would he make a yom tov l'rabbanon? He's losing all those birchas and mitzvos. Says Tosfos, you see a raya that when one is potter from mitzvah, not only are they allowed to do the mitzvah, they're even allowed to make a bracha on the mitzvah. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Ashkenazim paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Sfardim paskin like the Rambam, that women are not allowed to say Asher Kirshanim Tzosu V'tzivanu on the mitzvah that they are potter from. That's a major discussion. Tosfos, tomorrow we'll start with the discussion of Tcheles, when a person finds Tcheles.